We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an intention of being able to apply them into our life. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can only be done by being able to understand these attributes. The original fitra, as I mentioned yesterday, of Adam alayhi salam, is the original disposition of all the cosmos. It's the self-disclosure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So within him is the capacity of every existent thing in the cosmos. And by perfecting the self, it is being able to have the knowledge of the self. And the knowledge of the self is identical with the knowledge of the Rabb. As the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. So Prophet Adam ﷺ's original disposition was his knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he knew the original disposition of all things. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَ عَدَمَ أَسْمَاءُ كُلَّهَا. That is ayah number 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And he taught Adam all the names. So achieving our full potential, our perfection, depends upon knowing oneself. And to know oneself is to know Allah. And it is through these attributes that we will, inshallah, endeavor to know ourselves. We've always referred to the ayah of Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلِدْ اللَّهَ عَوِدُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Now today we will look at Al-Akhir, the last. And yesterday when we looked at Al-Awwal, both these go together. And again we will look as a reference from the Quran to Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah 3, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. He is the first and the last, the ascendant, the one who knows all hidden things, and he is aware of all things. He knows all things. Al-Akhir, if we look at it theoretically, is the last without having to have a first. The last in his attribute of eternity and perpetuity. He postpones anything that is to come later. He is the last by virtue of being above any adjective whereby he may be described. The last above extinction. He is the last without anyone having delayed him and made him so. He is the last due to his sustaining us. He is the last according to the rule of necessity. He is the first to grant guidance. The last to look after those whom he guides. Again, as we looked at with Al-Awwal, we cannot say that he's after the after, because he cannot be compared to that which then precedes him. As he has no beginning, he also has no end. He is eternal. See, all existence in essence is two ends, a beginning when it is created or born, and an end when it dies or disappears. Allah is the first because he has created the first existence from nothing. He is the last because when all disappear, only He will exist. If we look at Surah Ar-Rahman and we look at Ayah 26-27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ. Everything will pass away. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. What will endure, what will remain is the essence, the face of your Rabb, the Rabb of glory and honor. All existence will return to Allah. The circle of being begins and ends with Him. There is nothing before him and there is nothing after him. Now, how do we apply this to our life? Well, first of all, once we respect this attribute, then it's the ability to keep remembering it so often that its light manifests itself into us so that we should escape the vanishing abode and look forward to the lasting one. In other words, be aware of the everlasting and also aware that this is temporal. It is one who flies in essence, who moves away from his own self. See, he making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. One who loses the temporal self in the eternity of the Rabb. Socioethically, it's one who opens up for people a window into the Akhirah, who shows them the Akhirah, who is able to, through their actions, be able to encourage them to do the same, to be able to lose the temporal self into the eternity of the Rabb. One who wishes to see reality, inshallah, will recite this name 100 times a day. If you're attacked by an enemy, then recite Ya Akhir 800 times and inshallah the aggressor will withdraw. And one who wishes to instill the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his or her heart should recite this name as many times as possible, preferably 1,000 times. If you recite it 1,000 times on a Friday, inshallah, Allah will increase his or her sustenance.